Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM, Sirius Satellite Radio, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. We've also been discovered by Cleverness. It turns out that we've been discovered by Portuguese school children on the walls of a cave. Aren't you glad I got that out?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, true. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, NASA found a supernova in our galaxy. You don't care about it?
A little bit.
Well, you know what? We're going to try to make you care even more in our patented Make Me Care segment. But first, before we do that, let us not hesitate. Let us get the latest news headlines from the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. The International Red Cross says the death toll in Myanmar's cyclone could soar past 120,000. Aid agencies have gotten more supplies into the Southeast Asian state, formerly known as Burma, but there's still a big bottleneck. NPR's Tuahali Saikautau has more from neighboring Thailand.
A number of UN aid agencies say they need more helicopters, boats, and trucks to get emergency aid more quickly to cyclone victims. Amanda Pitt is with the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs.
You know, these affected areas are very difficult to access at the best of times. Now that they're underwater, the roads are not working too well, there isn't enough air capacity, they don't have the right kind of boats to be able to navigate those inland waterways, they have to be kind of narrow and shallow.
To compound the problem, not enough relief workers have been able to get visas to effectively help in the aftermath of Cyclone Nargis.
NPR's Tuahali Saikautau reporting from Thailand. Amid the death, destruction, disease, and famine, a vote in Myanmar. The military government there says 92.4% of voters cast ballots to support the junta. They also say voter turnout was more than 99%. Now, those numbers come straight from the military government, so no surprise there's widespread skepticism. Human Rights Watch calls it an insult to the Burmese people. Generals have ruled the country for nearly 40 years. Elsewhere in Asia, China is sending more workers and gear into Sichuan province. China says the earthquake there may have killed up to 50,000 people. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Chengdu.
Local media reported that not only residents but now rescue workers were having to be evacuated from parts of Mianyang City and other areas of Sichuan. The earthquake has damaged some dams near the epicenter of the quake and also caused landslides that have blocked rivers. The Communist Party leadership ordered local officials to maintain social stability and ordered 90 more helicopters to get supplies and army medics to isolated mountain areas. Experts say that little time remains to save thousands of residents trapped under collapsed buildings. Premier Wen Jiabao flew by helicopter to Wenchuan County, the epicenter of the quake, where he told residents, the Communist Party has not forgotten this place.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn reporting from Chengdu. Ohio's attorney general is stepping down under threat of impeachment. He was under fire for a sexual harassment investigation in his office and having an extramarital affair. Democrat Mark Dan won election in 2006 on an anti-corruption platform. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.